Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord.
You know, in order for those of us who are churchgoers to experience the display of God's glory and power the way so many are requesting, we're going to have to first really be plugged into God's righteousness, God's holiness, love for God, love for mankind. His power and glory are not going to show up just because. No, we've got to be doing what he demands of us. Why do churchgoers embrace hypocrisy? We have this attitude that says, hey, you know what? I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I know how I'm supposed to be living. I know how I should be conducting my life, but I really prefer to conduct it in a different way, a different manner. And so in order to live the way I really want to live, but still say that I am an upright person, I'm a virtuous person with good principles, I'll just be a hypocrite. Now, that's not what a lot of people say in their minds, the way they would say with their minds, hey, you know what? I really do want a hamburger. I'm going to fix me a burger. I'm going to fix it right now. A lot of people probably don't say to themselves, I'm just going to be a hypocrite. They just go ahead and do it. They just go ahead and be it. They just be the hypocrite. But you can best believe somewhere in their minds, even if only on a subconscious level, they made a conscious decision to be a hypocrite. And that's part of the reason that the Lord Jesus says that hypocrites will have their place in hell. They will have made a decision. People who are hypocrites decide to be hypocrites. They decide to live hypocritical lifestyles. Our politicians pretending that they were so concerned for the black race. When they say, hey, just 5 grams of crack cocaine and you're getting 5 to 10 years. When it was 500 grams of powder cocaine, and it was all based on ethnicity. It all came out of the hatred of their hearts as they searched for a way to make life more difficult for black people. And God makes it clear we are not to be showing partiality in any kind of way. We're not supposed to be discriminating, making life miserable for one group of people. Not supposed to be doing it. That is not the way of love. That is not the way of harmony. Can you imagine white churchgoers who, whether they are the politicians sending the bills to the president to be signed into law, or whether they are we the people, the white constituents, making sure that they support only the politicians who push that kind of darkness. Can so quickly and easily say, I love the Lord. I love all people. When they're making it their business to do harm to people who have never sought their harm, they can't even claim self-defense, not truthfully, not honestly. Why do so many churchgoers embrace hypocrisy? For hypocrites, it's important to deceive other people into thinking that they're in alignment with God. And so, very often, they'll go ahead and say, well, you know what? This is what the scriptures say about this matter. And so that's the reason I feel this way. And so the twist, just as one example, what was said in Genesis, when Noah, one of his sons, only one of them, found him exposed in his tent, and he went to his brothers and apparently mocked his father, pointed out that he was in there drunk, passed out, naked. And he mocked his father, showed him disrespect. And his brothers walked in backwards so as not to see their father, and they covered him up. And when Noah found out what had happened, he cursed one of Ham's grandsons. Cursed be Canaan. And a lot of people who have hatred in their hearts towards the black race will use that passage of scripture, distort it, and say God cursed the black race. Both parts of that statement are lies. God did not do the cursing. Noah did the cursing. And he did not curse the black race. Nowhere in that passage do you find the phrase black race or anything even remotely connected to the black race. It's one of his grandsons that would be cursed because of what the son did. God cursing the black race, and yet when we read in Revelation, the multitudes of people standing before the throne of God, worshiping and praising him, the Bible tells us people of every nation, ethnos, from where we get our word ethnicity, every ethnicity standing there worshiping and praising him. That they use that to help perpetuate and excuse, justify their hatred, their malice, their hostility. Why do so many churchgoers embrace hypocrisy? I love everyone. I just want to do what I can to help hurt you.